Are you saving or hoarding? Hey, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. God wants us to save. It provides resources to care for our family, give to those in need, and to serve Him. Saving doesn't represent a lack of faith. It reflects the heart of a faithful steward. Hoarding occurs when you don't trust God to provide. It's demonstrated by insecurity that leads to idolatry that trusts the bank account more than God. People sometimes hoard if they suffer from past deprivation, fear of the future, or just plain greed. I've known people in other nations who save beyond what's necessary because it's ingrained in their culture. Hoarders hold money tightly and don't share generously. We're to prepare for the future while also giving generously. The solution is to trust God and learn what the Bible says about money. You can miss opportunities to grow your money by accumulating and stashing it away in a savings account. Interest rates are low, so consider other ways to better steward it. Set specific short and long-term financial goals with a defined purpose which brings glory to God, blesses your family, and helps others. You can accomplish this by seeking wise counsel, learning to be content and grateful while enjoying the fruit of your labor. Choose to be a wise steward, not a Scrooge. For Jesus said, "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to a span of life?" Now, many couples aren't saving because of credit card debt. If you're one of them, I highly recommend Christian Credit Counselors. They'll create a debt management plan specifically for you. For more information, call the Crown Helpline, 800-722-1976, or visit online at crown.org/ccc.